us on ntnradio.com and all those other great places you get your podcasts. Warren is definitely the pose-off winner. The picture of Wilmer Deering from Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Well, you want me to call her? Because I have her cell.
Yeah, sure. Do
yeah.
it.
Let's do
it.
It.
Let's get her on it. The air. We'll do
and
it
when
now.
When she comes on, I'm literally going to be like, bit.
Going to be Mel Blanc. She is a professional. If she makes an appearance,
whoa! Don't talk about Wilmer Deering like that.
Yeah, that was just
That's
rude.
Wrong.
I don't know. I just sort of made I made that part up per se, but I have talked to her before. She's because she runs a business now. She runs. I'll do a quick plug for heroesforhire.us, I believe, because it's not .com. It's like .net or .us. But she represents like. I'll say dozens, plural, maybe up to 30 or 50. Sci-fi legends, anything from old school. And- well, for Comic Cons primarily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Comic Cons, yeah.
So she has everybody from the Bionic people to a lot of Game of Thrones.
She got Lee Majors?
And Lindsay Wagner. She represents
she got
still,
Lee Majors?
She represents both
the
of them.
The Unknown Stuntman?
I told you I just met him once at a thing, right? Like that was a moment. That was a moment.
Ball man.
That was a moment.
Ball guy.
See, I can't.
That's how you
I know.
Get muted, Warren.
With Lee Majors, it's kind of like Star
Would
it
be Wars. Really creepy if we just hired Lee Majors to hang out one day.
Well, he's expensive. I don't know how actors are like stock. It just depends on how strong they're trending at the moment. Like right now, I'll honestly, I'm talking to Linda Carter's reps right now, but I'm like holding my eyes and ears as far as how much it may cost for her to make an appearance, even though it's a touchy situation per se. Sometimes they charge, sometimes they don't. I don't even know. It just depends. It's case by case, which is fine either way.
Can we get rent Lee Majors and watch all his TV shows?
Oh my God. If I could watch an episode of The Fall Guy with Lee Majors, I have no further reason to live.
And Bionic Man.
Well, it's not Bionic. Look at this guy. What's not Bionic Man? What is Bionic Man?
No, I'm sorry.
What is a Bionic? Okay, you better apologize. There's a Bionic Woman.
Like nothing.
There's a Bionic Woman.
Yeah,
and she can run in slow motion. And
man, you're like, what do you get? Contacts?
And the Love Boat. He's on the Love Boat.
We got a nose job.
Well, everybody's on the Love Boat. Did you wait? Okay. I'm crossing old oldies. I just saw a commercial on the old antenna TV or something like that. Did you know that Aaron Gray was also on Magnum PI? That was just kind of weird. They're doing a montage. I either forgot or never saw the episode. Anyway, back to the Lee Majors thing. It's like two schools of thought. It's kind of like Star Wars, where you know Empire Strikes Back is the that's the dilly deal of all Star Wars forever. For me, growing up, I mean, I was super fanboy for $6 Million Man. However, the go-to for everybody who grows up into their teens-ish, whatever, it's Fall Guy. I mean, the theme song goes, and then it's just like your eyes
there
roll back.
There was a trailer when we watched Ghostbusters for the new Fall Guy movie.
You don't want to, but I'm kind of...
I'm probably going to go see it, and I swear to God, I'm probably going to go to jail because I'm going to be that disappointed.
It depends if they do a proper homage and don't disrespect it, even though it'll be slapstick and whatever, I'm at peace with it. That's fine. Cause it would be hard to do a straight up one now because now it's like, you know, it was like that reality series, the dog guy, you know, the bounty hunter and, you know, more reality.
Yeah. He's ruined the Fall Guy. All right, let's get into Resident Alien. Cause then we have to talk Godzilla and King Kong.
Oh man.
And okay. I mean, that is like, wow.
Wow. All right. We know who's running the show now when Godzilla gets the feature.
Yeah. I might just mute you guys and carry the show like I normally do. But anyways, let's get into Resident Alien. Interesting kind of show.
Is this the premature penultimate?
Yeah, this is the
penultimate episode. Mm-hmm. Next week is the last one.
No, shut your lying face.
It is the last one for some time.
Wipe that face off your head.
Maybe that time will only be a week, but it's not. Here we go.
No.
I'm going to tell you this real early in the episode when Harry had the fight scenes with all his friends, including Max, when his kid was changing into their DNA. That was a great scene.
Well, I mean, for
Cats in the Cradle.
Well, that was good. The Ray Gates score. But the setup was like this dramatic moment. It's like, OS, he just killed his child. And then they just gone. It's like off to the races. It's like a serious moment.
Booger on the floor.
And
then they zoomed
again,
in on it.
I was huge. As a like, but as a film producer type person, that must have been so awesome for the cast. You know, just all the actors got together and they must have had a ball with that.
That must have been so, I can't wait to
so see much fun.
Outtakes.
The choreography just to get it set up, and then when they started actually shooting, there have to be outtakes where they're just like bawling, just laughing their butts off.
And all the so much exploding fun. Babies that even though they didn't show it, him using the taser on the babies was hilarious. They showed the first one. They showed the first one where he tased the baby's head. And
I know, but just listen to your comments. So it's like they exploded the babies. They kept exploding the babies. Awesome. They tased the baby in the head.
I'm glad NTN doesn't have an HR department.
you'd have like a Norm indention somewhere in one of the chairs. That's a Cheers reference.
But there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of storyline stuff. Like, they've set a lot up for the last episode. The last episode might be crazy.
I'm wondering what they're going to do with the robot.
It's going to have a lot of cliffhangers, I think.
Maybe.
There are multiple subplots going on.
Yeah, there's so many subplots going on right now.
Which is good. That's how it works. That's how stories work. They come together with the main plot at the end.
No one's complaining about that. I can't see them I can't see them.
There's a lot. They gotta be careful. I mean, there's just so much. I mean, even like I was saying, the killer dude, they're using his bionic. Speaking of bionic, they're using his alien eyes and turning him into a Terminator. I don't know if you guys caught that subtlety with Linda Hamilton. You know, with the robot. I mean, it's not again, but what's cool is they didn't push that. I mentioned earlier before the show, and I'm sorry for diverting slightly, but I'm getting into re-binge watching Third Rock from the Sun back in the 90s. And they do the opposite, where there are a couple of characters where John Lithgow is the main character, but he'll do renditions of Flashdance or There's Something on the Wing from the Twilight Zone movie. So, but with Resident Alien, it's just sort of like a very subtle hat tip to like, here's Linda Hamilton, here's like a freaking cyborgish, you know, he has like, okay, all right. I don't even care. I just want to go back to Asta or, you know, Harry figuring out what the hell's going on. And as Warren enjoys bursting babies' heads with taters.
I mean, it was entertaining. It was.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. And it's so on brand. So on brand for Resident Alien. And just,
And what about the mayor running over the hybrid gray?
That was one of those, that was one of those moments.
He had two driving moments in this episode that were just over the top.
I thought that was over the top, and how they can't go back from this. But then I remember a season back where with the sheriff and the deputy that he just wiped their memories. So there is a way of they do have a loophole somewhere, because when I saw that, I was like, oh, almost, is this a jump the shark moment? You can't come back from this. Oh, wait a minute. They have done
Or it could be the invisible military plane with a big claw that lowers down and grabs up, you know, like in those arcade games.
Yeah.
Maybe, but
now that was the sheriff's line.
I know. It just wasn't funny when you said it. That's why there wasn't a lot of it was flat. It fell flat. I'm sorry, Warren. It fell flat.
But when Harry's kid dressed up as Harry went and tried to like ruin his reputation.
It was good. I was actually a little I crawled under my skin. I was like, oh, don't do that. And he's throwing up in bags. He's drinking people's drinks and food. But hard jump where I know Phil got real happy is when the mayor's wife was handcuffed to the bed.
For the second time.
That means she like it.
I wasn't even going there. Max's girlfriend showed back up. I can't think of her name.
Was she back last week?
Zahar.
No? She back? Yeah, the smart Muslim girl. Yeah, she's Zahar. A great character. Yeah, she's a great character. He's like the whole thing, like he would think it. She would say it. He would think it. But you can't. I can read your mind. That's like Mel Brooks, old school Louis Abbott and Costello, and they hit it. Good for them. That you don't see that anymore. That's just they pull it. Comedy is hard, and they pulled it off.
Yeah.
And totally messed me up when the baby came back, and it was, I believe it's the actress who was his daughter. It's like, oh, yeah. Wait, what's it? That was, whoa, good way to play with, manipulate the audience. And just like, what's going on here? Did she actually come back?
Oh, my kid's back. And you're like, what's looking kid? At the daughter, and it was his kid. It was like, oh, my God.
And then they wrapped it up nice at the end, like just because they got kind of real. Oh, you want me now just because your girlfriend, you broke up with your girlfriend, she dumped you or whatever. He's like, no, it's because and it's why with his teeth, I love you. And then, oh, I'm like, oh.
I was expecting the baby to stab him.
Nah, I was like, it was on brand again for Resident Alien. They got real and they came to a conclusion about it. And I'm just being random here, but for the first time, I did rewatch my favorite episode this season, maybe forever. The ones back where they find out it's in the world, and they just have the coffee talk, and then the dad is just this Yoda, ethereal Gandalf. It's like, well, what's the difference between knowing? Is talking about Yellowstone's going to blow up. You knew it was going to blow up now, or didn't know before. What's how are you going to change your life now? And they're like, it's like you just got to live your life. I'm like, damn, that's some Yoda sitting on a swampy rock stuff going on there. Good stuff, man. I don't want it to end. That's the problem. What the hell? Tomorrow? Just, wait, this week
just
is last.
Just not enough episodes. In this world of it costs more money to do things, 8 is just not enough of something like this. You got to go minimum 13, 14.
But in the 70s, 16 was enough.
I
got that the first time he said it. What was it, Van Dyke or something like that?
No.
It's something like Van. Okay. It had one of them kind of.
It was the bald guy. It wasn't Dick Van Dyke. It was the bald guy.
Who's also on the Love Bug quite a bit. They all were in the 70s. Everybody's on the Love Bug.
Well, I mean, it was condomless sex and big mustaches, right?
Oh, dear. that reminded me, too, because recently I watched the old shows when I binge, when I eat whatever on the mini TV, Fresh TV. Fantasy Island has been popping up. And it was just reminiscent. Do you guys, because we had the powerhouses, man, that, you know, even in our teens or whatever, late teens with, Thursday night with, the Cosby Show and Night Court or whatever, there's that solid block. But remember, there was the Love Boat followed by Fantasy Island every
Saturday.
That
every
was like,
Saturday.
I'll tell you what, must see TV.
What we don't see that we used to on those kind of shows, even like The Fall Guy was good for this. The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, and there was a couple other shows where you get characters from other shows to come on and like the celebrity appearance things that were just a one-time shot thing.
The last time I can remember. Oh. Now it may come back. Maybe some producer tries it. It's a different world, man. I mean, just the whole platform of, Love Boat, Fantasy Island night, or, Bruce Banner and Dukes of Hazzard. Remember that? Hulk and oh my God, on one evening, there's just too many options right now. We'll just frame it Saturday morning, Saturday morning cartoons. That's gone forever because there are too many options. You can't.
I'm just telling you, I'm waiting for the Resident Alien Doom Patrol. That
would be awesome.
Just kill us now. That would just, we would go into
I'm punching out right after.
There's no reason to go on in life after that. There's nothing. Right. You can't top it. All right,
so we got the finale of Resident Alien next week. Of course, we're going to be excited. We're going to
any quick predictions?
That. Well, it's tomorrow.
Is it just too hard? Prediction wise? Any?
I don't want to predict. I want to go.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I'll just throw it out there.
I'm going to predict. I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm going to predict there may be a slight like the commercial. The Indian tear is going to come down. Like, this is the end.
Save the polar bears or something.
No, I think it was a pollution one. 70s. Everybody look it up. But yeah, now making me visualize it because it's like the side of his head. And then slowly he turns to the camera and then a tear comes out. I was like, I remember being a little kid going, like, why is this affecting? What is going on? Why am I feeling things here? And then there'd be a crush on
the Indian dude?
No, but then there would be a commercial for Ancient Chinese Secret on us.
Sympathy for one group and then like pure hate for the next.
Was it hate?
The 70s and 80s were great. they were like, oh, we feel real bad about this, but F them people.
it's a different age. I mean, commercials were a big deal in the 80s, whatever. Movies were made about people who just made commercials. Now commercials, it's with TikTokities and streaming this.
Yeah,
it's funny, but it's not like before advertising was like, you know, hell, you had what was it, Mad Men, whatever.
I mean, it was almost an art form.
Yeah,
yeah, today it was a more prominent industry. We'll move on.
Yeah,
right.
And Mad Men was a good show about, if you didn't watch it.
We have to talk about the most important thing of the weekend.
Well, can I get a pass? Because I wasn't able to see Godzilla King Kong this week. Can we just move on to the next?
Man, why would this be two weeks in a row that we've blown up
did
the rules?
Did you really not go see it?
I just want to get a reaction out of it.
Get your own trash out of your house, buddy. That's all I'm saying. You need a couch taken to the garage. You ain't calling me, you scumbag. Right?
Inside
joke. Inside joke, but hey, can you help me with my couch? No.
I just want to see your face. Like, no, I want a combination of sadness. I want to talk about overpowering rage.
We were going to pass. We were going to ruin it.
Oh, I didn't think there were no friendship boundaries here.
I'm going to say that here's how good the movie was. Afterwards, people were standing and clapping in the theater.
When you say people, we're talking Phil.
No,
there. Our theater was packed.
Our theater, and they were.
Oh, you saw it together?
Packed.
Yeah, you guys see it together. Okay.
We went to the Alamo. Listen, I'm not a big fan of the Alamo. I don't think. But I had a great time there. Bright. And they had a Godzilla pizza. It was like a pepperoni pizza with spicy honey and blue cheese on it.
Sauce. Yeah, it was very good.
Very
good.
Was there an alligator leg coming out?
I would have ate it.
The nails and all, claws and all.
There should have been.
It would have made it only more delicious.
Tasty.
But here's what I'm going to say is there were so many fist pump moments in that movie. Just great. I did so much good about it. To me, it was more of a Kong movie than a Godzilla movie.
No, it wasn't even to you. It was a Kong movie. Yeah. Godzilla was like the sidekick on this. Easy.
Yes, he was.
Godzilla was the big friend you bring in to whoop ass because you can't get that.
Godzilla had top billing, but he was not the top character.
Because Godzilla.
Now this was Kong and Godzilla, his buddy, whatever. Monster.
It was a buddy team up, but it was so good. I mean, like even Kong's fight against the first other big apes he met.
Right. Oh, trust me. I thought Phil, as soon as he started swinging the baby, spoiler alert.
Oh
when
my
he started
God.
Swinging yes. the baby monkey around, Phil was dead.
Shit.
I think I need to watch it a second time because I think he passed out.
The whole audience was just rolling when he grabbed
the and you kind of. And here's, I think the subconsciously, at least for me, I can speak for myself. I kind of saw that comes like this. The best move would be to grab the monkey who's being a little dick. I'll say it out of that. And then just use him as a weapon. Like, oh, damn.
They beat the big monkeys with the little monkey.
I mean, being not, you know, being a super geek, like his arm would have disconnected with that kind of the size and the velocity and everything. But okay, that's cool.
I was all in. There was that. There was the first fight with Scar, which was
like I like the way they have King Kong. He's not. I'm not gonna say, you know, like a real cinema. He's not multidimensional, but he's not cardboard. It's like he's kind of a nice guy. But like when he gets angry, he'll go to town. When he knows he's been beat by Godzilla, you know, he'll do whatever but he knows there's, you know, and that's kind of cool without dialogue.
Yeah.
They
played up his intelligence level as being quite high because he built those traps.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew where to go to get his tooth worked on. So, I mean, and
oh yeah, he built his own traps. That's right. I forgot about that.
He was trying to stop Godzilla from kicking his ass again.
Well, see, that's where I thought more so than intelligence, he just has a warrior mode. You know, he just has a fight, intuitive fight knowledge.
And when he put on the Infinity Gauntlet, and he was like throwing that around and like hitting Kong with it, and then hitting other people, Thanos brought the wrong army with him.
Phil, I mean, Warren, do you have your overall commentary? Because I'm going to throw in later.
Well, at the very end, I got something I want to say that will disappoint Phil. But okay. I really enjoyed the movie. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Then I may preempt your comment where, you know, Phil's going to get upset. I thought it was good, but just good. I wouldn't cross the threshold of great. I thought my bar was Godzilla versus King Kong, the versus, whichever it was first. Yeah. That was, I can't even say words. That was so spectacular, phenomenal. All the adjectives. This one was just okay. It was a King Kong film, and then, you know, Godzilla just sort of made his appearance. It harkens to less is more, because it was just almost too much. You got to see them throughout. I say the majority of the film, in the 70-80% was all monster.
I really liked how it was like a Kong movie, but they kept track of what Godzilla was doing the whole time.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, but
you knew the battle with Shimu was coming.
All I'm saying is that when I saw your comment on Facebook, Phil, where you went hard fanboy.
Well, it's true. That's the best movie out this year.
See, that's what I'm saying. Comments like that. I thought it was just good. I thought it was a good.
What was better?
I'm still talking. It was a good Saturday matinee movie. Like, this is a modern day Saturday morning.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, this is like a big blockbuster
film, bud. 80 million.
Saturday matinee is a film, by the way. That's what 1-2 o'clock movies or 4 o'clock movies. It was a solid matinee movie.
So you want to see 11:30 because I'd be whooping your ass.
Okay. Like, you see how he interrupts? He just, when you made that comment on Facebook, like yours, it just firecrackers and sparklers going off everywhere. Well, it reminded me of my last comment. It reminded me of when episode 2 came out, when Yoda came out, you know, he saw him fight for the first time. My mind exploded. I said, this is the best Star Wars. It reminded me of that. Cause as I step back now, Clone Wars was okay. It was good. I was just so super fanboy for seeing Yoda actually fight. And yeah, so that ends comment. So that's where I thought it was a good movie. I mean, I don't think it's even the same zip code of Godzilla versus Kong. It was just really good, but that's it. Too much Iron Man, and like, okay, now he can deflect stuff with the thing, and he can take this damage and this robotic tool, and it still had the serum or whatever that could be pumped into him to make all the frozen fingers go away.
Captain America juice, the Infinity Gauntlet, Iron Man.
Yeah, just a bridge too far.
Everything
I accepted it, but
I
wasn't trying to poo-poo, honestly.
You want to rebut any of that?
Do I want to rebut?
No, Warren. No, he'll talk all day, Warren. Just your time. Your time.
All right. So real quick. Mine's simple. I really enjoyed the movie. There was nothing wrong with it. As a fun, I'm going to the theater. I'm going to get rid of the world for 2 hours. Great movie. Enjoyed the crap out of it. Godzilla Minus One was better.
It had
so much character. The one thing, okay, since you agree with me on that, the reason I'm saying is there's just not any character development. This was just this was an action movie that didn't care about plot, and I'm okay with that. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Minus One.
Wait, real quick. When did Minus One come out? Was that 23 or 24? Okay.
24.
In
December
23, right? That was really
right. Other than Minus One, right? We never had a Godzilla movie like Minus One.
But we've had Godzilla movies that had story to them.
Godzilla rips off the face of that guy and burns it up.
No, it's Godzilla, the one where the Asian guys have the baseball cap, sunglasses, and point to the sky. Those ones.
Yeah, that's the character development is, God, I hope I'm long enough here to be on the next
Skull Island. It's for the Monster Universe, Skull Island and a couple of the other ones have had some story to them, and that's what made them good. But I greatly enjoyed this movie, too.
In other words, there was no moment like in Minus One, there are multiple moments, like when Godzilla comes out and the one guy saves the girl by pushing her out of the way, and then wave front, or that was like a moment. You're not going to get like a sentimental moment. Like, you didn't care about another guard dies, another goon takes.
I didn't care the pilot died.
Yeah, I was like, oh, good. His Scottish accent wasn't
kind of annoying me too. Bye bye, buddy. Right? Like, shut up. You wasted that 4 minutes when I could have had more fight. That's all I saw on that. I think this movie was everything that somebody grew up liking Godzilla from the movies in the 60s somebody. And the 70s wanted.
We know who the somebody is.
Yeah, somebody.
I'm the most important person in the conversation, obviously. But it was exactly, I mean, you had Shimo, You had Godzilla, you had Kong. They teamed up. They fought each other a little bit.
I'll be honest. It was a little gorilla Kong, who kind of stole the show.
Shimo, right? You did not do fist bumps when Kong rode Shimu into the cave and freed his people.
Maybe, that was Aquaman cracking moment. Maybe
he's going to be a tyrant. We don't know.
Yeah, his little gorilla was like, that's how you do comic relief. So it's not like Ewoks, you know, for the kids. Yeah. That's how you do it. Because he was mean. He was a little brat, Brian. Like, he bit him. He was a jerk. He set him up to be eaten by the serpent.
He was nothing. But
then
but
he came in and saved the day.
New York asshole.
Right there, Warren. Character.
Warren, not character language.
Development. He went from being a jerk to the guy that saved him by taking Kong's axe, bringing it up, and breaking the control over Shimu.
As we say in the business. It's a character arc. It's a story arc. He started, he started from here. Now he's way over there.
I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, too. I'm just saying, clarifying the terminology. So.
And I felt, I almost teared up when the daughter said she wanted to stay with the white lady. With the young
girl. No, I had a moment. I had a feel. I got some feels.
The spicy pizza, but something was.
I'll get super personal because, as you know, my puppy passed not too long ago, 6 months. And there was a moment like my home's with you. I was like, what'd you do? What did you just do there? when she had to go, my home is with you. It's like, oh man, what did you? Okay, I'll sit for the. Are there going to be? I'm like, I was trying to think ahead. All right, they're closing. On, give me big mouth closing scene. Right, closing. someone throw a punch. Big fire in the mouth. Something.
Something. Don't make me tear up. But I mean, minus one was just such a.
Now that was cinema. I mean, there's this clear line
that is
PTSD. Are you kidding?
I've never been so anxious for a movie to come out on like digital release so I can watch it again.
I'm a little not upset, but I was definitely annoyed that it was hard to find where it was playing in black and white. I did some Google search. It should have been easy. It was hard.
Well, we were searching when we were doing Godzilla Minus One in black and white, and it wasn't coming up.
What it wasn't coming up easily.
After it was that thing was Godzilla Minus Color.
It doesn't matter. You just the Google term where we are. We're sophisticated enough. Yeah, the two terms should be enough.
Apparently,
no. Well, they should be enough where those terms come up, and then boom. And on a total abstract, because again, it's only been a month, or more. But coming off my world travels, this would be like a cool. It'd be expensive as hell. But it would be a cool travel marketing thing. Do the Godzilla times Kong world tour. Like go to the pyramids. Go to all these. Get a Colosseum. That would be the Godzilla.
Tomorrow,
you had money. If you had that, would be a Phil. Would be. Come on, guys. We're going to the pyramids. We're going to the Colosseum. We're going to Brazil. It would be the Godzilla Kong.
We're going to the Philippines.
Were they in the Philippines?
Well, Skull Island is.
Well, in the movie, just for that movie.
I can't
the movie.
Do the thing. I'm going to go to Tokyo, knock down some buildings, right? Like, I mean.
Well, yeah, they fought. Where's the. It was all in the underworld.
There's so much in France, too.
San Francisco.
Oh, my God. And I'm going to tell you what. I kind of got the warm fuzzies when Godzilla curled up like a dog and slept in the Colosseum like it was a giant dog bed.
Well, he was in the fetal position, and
gave me the warm fuzzies. I was like, I want a baby Godzilla from my own.
But like, part of me again, I'm still riding the coattails on my trip where it's history, and this is running around for freaking 2,400 years. Like, you just took out the pyramid, you just took out the Colosseum. These are like 2,000 to 3,000 year old icons of human. Okay, well, that's gone.
Yeah. Well, you know what.
Godzilla feels comfortable there. That's all.
But I'm just saying, he'd be blue. Are any of the three pyramids? Survive?
The symbolism mostly. Of it, right? Like Godzilla, what? The ultimate gladiator, taking a nap.
No, okay, that's fine.
Gladiator.
No, I did see that. I saw that. But the pyramids is what I get. I'm leaning more towards like the pyramids. There was just like I think he took all three out, and then
they mostly survived.
And in a weird way, and in a weird way, just because of where we live, when he was it through London or when he was just walking through the bridges and their bridges were going down, it's like, too early, a little too soon.
Ain't that far away.
Yeah. Well, it's only
too soon.
40 minutes from my house. So, yeah, it was like bridge going down. It was right there.
I was like, oh, my God, he was in Baltimore. No, that's
see, now see what you did.
I went too far. But
you're a bad man.
yeah, realistically.
How are we not out of time? My gosh, it feels like we've been talking for.
I paused it.
I thought so.
Just because it was the greatest movie of our life.
Abuse of power. You're like.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I'm not saying like what I was more impressed with in my Facebook post was not the fact that this was the best movie of the year, which it was. But for the last 3 years, the best movie of the year has been Godzilla. And name me any other franchise that we had 3 movies, 3 years, and it was the best movie of the year. Every time.
In the year? Well, that's kind of...
We've never had that.
Thought-provoking. I bet you there's one that pops up. There's probably like a million Harry Potter fans screaming at you right now or something. I don't know.
Did they come out every year? No.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what I don't know. There might be a subculture out there
James Bond didn't do it. Star Wars didn't do it.
Careful, sir. You may be treading on
sacred ground. Godfather didn't do it.
Careful.
Bond did not come out.
I did not say that lightly. I understand where I'm treading.
All right. Just don't. You're.
Prove me. Somebody.
Easter was just 2 days ago.
Prove me wrong, but I don't think you can because I'm never wrong.
All right, one listener, go do it.
Godzilla and Kong, greatest
fanboy.
We'll be back next week.